All right, we are here talking to the, is it the Fine and Organized team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the Windows Fine and Organized team.
Okay, why don't you guys quickly introduce yourselves?
So I'm David Washington, and...
I'm Paul Gasparino.
Yeah, I'm the platform PM on the team.
Okay.
And I'm UX PM.
Excellent. So new stuff for Windows 7. This is. Why don't you show us some of the cool stuff? We can just dive into demos. Or actually, maybe give us the overview. What's new in Windows 7? What are the things that customers have been asking for?
Sure. So our team, well, let me just give you a step back even one step further.
Okay.
Our team is all about like helping people like find their stuff. And when you find stuff, you know, maybe you know a few things about a file. You might know what folder it's in. You might know what it looks like or...
I know it's there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that's what our team's all about, is like helping you find your stuff and helping you organize it and helping you put it in places where you can easily find it later.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have like this whole stack of technologies that like that makes that possible. Everything from the Explorer to like the index and like thumbnail stuff and preview architecture. So that's what our team's like really all about. Like, a whole stack of technologies that make it easier for users to, like, you know, find their stuff. And that's what we're all about.
Cool. So Windows Vista obviously had a number of things for search. And we're talking about, say, like, in the desktop and in the Explorer. You guys, you're the same team, if you will, that implemented those features. And what are sort of the new things that you're doing for Windows 7?
Yeah. Well, so like you said, we work on Windows Explorer and desktop search. Those are like the UIs that people see basically and work with that we do. And so there are a couple things, or three things I'll talk about that are kind of new in Windows 7. One is we've done a lot of cleanup just to make stuff kind of simpler and cleaner and bring your content in better focus in Explorer. And a lot of that is just like the everyday tasks people do all the time. So things like just copying files around or just viewing some pictures or some documents or whatever. We've done a lot of work in the UI that we'll show in a bit about just making that much simpler and faster for people. Then a second kind of big thing we've done is call it libraries.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a concept of a super duper My folder. So you know how you have your My pictures, My documents, My music, that kind of stuff? Well, we're kind of making them super duper in a couple different ways. One is we found that people keep their files all over the place. They don't actually keep all their pictures in their My Pictures folder.
Right.
Like a lot of people, they get a lot of pictures and they have to get a second hard drive. You know, like they go to Fry's or Best Buy or something, get another hard drive and they copy their pictures there because they have so many of them.
Sure.
Or videos, stuff like that. And so then how do you get your pictures? You have some in your My Pictures folder and some there. And then people sometimes at home now have like another PC where they're keeping their pictures. And then they're like, oh, how do I get to it there? And vice versa. So they're kind of all over the place. Or people have a few, you know, computers in their home. Like in my family, my sister sometimes would take pictures and she'd import them on her computer. And I would at the same event taking pictures and put them on my computer. And then we're trying to get to each other's pictures
that. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of like...
let's look at it.
All right. So, yeah. Okay. So show me. How's this going to save?
All right. Sure. Do you want to take it away, Dave?
Yeah. Let's take a look at documents in Windows 7. So,
okay.
When you open up the Documents folder, it really looks like your Documents folder from Windows Vista or Windows XP. But you may notice this pane at the top, and this we call it the Library pane now. And it allows you to actually pivot on your data in like different pivots. So you can just grab this Arrange By and pivot on all your data by author. So you can look at all your data, and you can see, oh yeah, here's all my documents that are authored by Brian. You can drill in there, look at all these Brian documents, and you know, open them up, print them, or whatever you need to do.
Awesome. Now, it says library locations in that top right corner. What does that mean? Is that multiple PCs, or...?
Yeah, it can be, or it can be multiple just folders on the same PC. So I don't know if you have any extra folders you want to add in the library. We'll just go see what you've included in this one right now.
Yeah.
So if you just click on that, you get this dialogue that... This is the M3 build. So this is the same build people are actually getting at the PDC.
So they can try these features out, but not necessarily the final UI.
The final UI.
Okay.
And so here you can see that these three folders are kind of being included in your documents library, but you can include other folders. So if you had a folder on your D drive, so Dave, look.
Yeah,
so
let's,
here
look
he
at,
added,
let's look at the music, because I've got a bunch of music on my
music?
D drive. Yeah,
let's go
at
there.
So I've got, yeah.
So here's your music.
Sure.
And... it looks like, let's just go, so you can see in folders, kind of as the usual way people are used to seeing stuff, but you can again, you might see them by genre or something like that. You can go and kind of view them that way.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool.
So yeah, let me add some more music into my folder here, into my music library. I keep all my music on my D drive, so let me just grab my music folder, include that in, and then all that music shows up in your music, your Super My Music folder.
And this is super fast too. I don't know how much music you have there, but it added thumbnails, multiple gigs, and certainly the searching stuff. So, you all did a number of things for performance improvements, I'm assuming too?
Yeah, it's been a lot of work on the team, just generally on performance through various layers of the stack that we have. So, kind of the base layer of a lot of our stuff is what we call the indexer, the Windows Search Index. And so that's the thing that grovels around and cracks open files and gets all these properties and thumbnails and stuff out of them, and that kind of data. And so actually, one of the things about libraries is anything you include in a library, we index. So that's kind of one of the things people have told us is when they're using Windows Vista, for example, or other releases, sometimes they search and they don't find something. And that's because we're not actually only indexing what's in their My Documents, My Pictures, My Music, et cetera, folders by default.
Right.
And so if people are keeping their pictures on their D drive or somewhere else, they don't find them. So they search for them, they don't see them. So with libraries, anything you include there gets indexed. And all of a sudden, whenever you search, like in the start menu, for example, you find those files. And when you go to your My Pictures, you find those files.
Awesome.
So that's kind of a big part of it.
Yeah, like users can just tell us, just tell the system where you keep your files. And then, we'll do our best to search, make it so it's fast search and give you all this, sort of rich functionality around your files.
Cool.
Yeah, music is really exciting because we've got this by artist pivot, and you can look at any particular album. Like I've got a Radiohead album here, and I can see artist, and I can drill into all of the and look at all the albums here.
Awesome.
And look at my OK Computer and look at the files there, regardless of the folders.
That is very cool.
Yeah, and the whole point of it is it's on the fly, because right now people spend a lot of time just manually organizing their stuff, and realistically, none of us are that organized, or in time we kind of lose track of where we've kept stuff, or this month they organized this way, next month they organized this way, and kind of things are all over the place. Part we're trying to do is on the fly, you can, at that moment, however you were thinking of that file, you can find it that way. Mm-hmm. And so without the hassle of having to move things around in folders all the time.
Excellent. So it sort of auto-organizes your files, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, another big investment that we've made is around the search box. Let's just look at some pictures. So the search box, we sort of juice it up with some, some more functionality. In Windows Vista, we had this technology called AQS, which allowed people to build advanced queries by typing author : or date taken : but it wasn't very discoverable, and it was sort of an advanced feature. So in Windows 7, we've done the work to sort of take that to everyone. So you can build those advanced queries without knowing the syntax. So
excellent.
We call this the search builder. So you can click in the search box, and I can just click date taken here, and then filter all of my pictures by date taken. It looks like these are in August. So let me just grab some pictures from February through July. So I'm just looking at all my pictures that I have from February through July.
That's awesome. And it does the real-time update.
And it does it on the fly. I'm building here, I've got a bunch. Let me look at all my pictures from 2006. And I can look at all my pictures here. And you can see that it's actually updating this string at the top here, date taken, : and the date. So it's actually teaching me how to build these queries. If I'm a geeky user, I can look at that and then type that in later.
Right.
And it works for any property on the system. So we can look at, I've actually tagged all my photos by animals.
Okay.
So I can click tags and I can look at all my pictures of alpaca.
Those are some great alpacas.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a lot of questions as to why you have so many alpaca photos, but we can answer that later.
It's amazing how the alpaca is really similar looking to a llama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we found our alpaca photos. Awesome. So what other stuff is built sort of into the Explorer to find, organize?
Yeah, well, in search, I think some of the interesting stuff too is you get to see a lot if you work with documents. Mm-hmm. So let's just go back. I'm just going to pretend I'm looking at my documents by folder. It's a common way to do it. And I'm trying to find some document about Viva. We have these Latin documents here for fun, kind of a lorem ipsum kind of thing. And so if I search for Viva, so let's look at how we see the search results now. Now, if you remember in Vista, when you searched, you'd get all the things that match that were anywhere in the documents in this details view. So it's a very kind of dense view, and we just kind of like threw all the files at you right there.
Right.
What we're doing in Windows 7 is we're doing some improvements around relevance first. So one of the things you might notice here is things that match in the file name are showing up at the top, then things that match in the contents are showing up below those. So we're being smarter about how we sort things based on the relevance. Other things like that is if you have like two words, like if you search for like scuba diving, if we see scuba diving together, we sort those higher than things where you have scuba and then diving as separate words in the document,
excellent.
Stuff like that. So there's a bunch of like smarts in the system and relevance, we call it, about making sure when you search for something, it's much more likely what you were actually trying to find is like right at the top there, as opposed to like buried somewhere in this list of search results.
Right, right.
And then, yeah, and we try to make that relevance like clear to the user. Like, why did we give you that? You know, why did we give you this search result?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that like with the hit highlighting, the yellow in the view there.
Right.
And yeah.
And
what things can you search the results by, the range by? I see top results as sort of the filter, so...
So top results is this kind of relevance view. We call that top results.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you could also say, oh, no, I actually want to see my files by author. And then you see them kind of grouped by your different authors you had in your system. Or you can say, oh, no, I want to see them by date. And it's like, oh, here the files were modified yesterday, or the ones were modified earlier this week, or the ones were modified a long time ago.
Awesome.
Or whatever. So maybe if you know something else about the file, you can kind of use that to quickly see them that way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just a click away, so we think it's pretty simple for people. The other thing that's kind of neat is it has these things we call snippets.
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows you, like, when it did a match within the document, you can see the snippet of text where that kind of word occurred. So
it sort of took out the sentence that it was in?
Yeah, the paragraph. It takes up some text before, some text after.
Right, right.
Kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah, and actually, like, in Windows Vista, we added this really deep, like, previewing architecture with preview handlers and stuff like that, and we added a preview pane that made it really easy to, like, look at your documents.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of, like, forgot to add the button so you could actually preview it. So in Windows 7, you can just click on a document and then just open up the preview pane and get a quick preview of it, just really with one click.
Awesome. So, and how does that perform, like, if we try and jump up?
Yeah, well, you can just, like, go through these documents, and it's loading the handler for each one of these items.
Awesome.
So that's
very cool.
Pretty cool.
And fast.
Yeah. Yeah, and just one thing I wanted to mention, sort of on the platform side of this, the libraries that we showed you, is it's really, you know, it's kind of a cool concept because users are telling the system where they keep all their music and where they keep all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And today, that concept is really like every app has a different, you know, every like library manager app has their own concept. So
right,
you're always trying to
right.
keep them in sync, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like your iTunes has some music and your Windows Media Player has another music.
Yes.
So in Windows 7, the library's platform allows any app to say, hey, where's the user keeping their music, or where's the user keeping all their pictures?
Sure.
So the Windows Media Player is taking advantage of that in Win 7.
All right, so let's check this out.
Yeah, let's open up the Windows Media Player. So you can see, this is the first time I'm actually opening Windows Media Player.
Okay. No changes.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on...
Nothing's behind the curtain.
Okay.
So I open this up, and you can see right off the bat, it knows all my music. I didn't have to say, oh, I keep all my music on my D drive, even though we added that in.
Right.
And...
So it's using that sort of like as the core storage, like, hey, here's the reference point that you can find all his music files or whatever for different types of applications, because it can be any application, not just Windows Media.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see, like, when you edit your locations in Windows Media Player, they're showing that same dialogue
that
we have, and that same dialogue. So when I and it goes the same way. Like, let me open up the music library.
Because that dialogue is part of the platform, so any app can call that dialogue, basically.
Excellent.
So you can see, like, when I remove this music...
dynamically resizing, too?
Oh, it's... As I resize the window, it's just relaying out what's going on.
That's very cute. Sorry.
yeah, but when if I remove my music from Windows Media Player...
Right.
That music is removed from Explorer, too.
Oh, awesome.
So it's like, these locations stay in sync. If I add it back in using the Windows Explorer... Let me just add that same folder in, computer, my stuff, my music. And if I add that back in, Windows Media Player gets the notification, and they get the, and they get those locations too. So these are really in sync.
Yeah, exactly. So you have one actual location for your music, and one meta base, if you will.
Yeah, and we're kind of excited. We're, you know, apps, you know, can pick this up, and we hope that you know, they all sort of play into the same library platform.
Okay.
And you know, like apps don't necessarily want to be in the business of managing libraries, so that's why we sort of added it to the platform.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. So anything else, or is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing some of the like little visual kind of improvements kind of that happened.
Sure.
What I like to talk about is just we've done a lot of improvements around the view and letting people's content be front and center. And so one of the things you'll see, for example, if you go to a view of pictures in Vista, you would have seen these kind of much bigger, everything was a square peg, everything had to go into it. But in reality, a lot of people's pictures are horizontally laid out,
portrait or landscape
or whatever. And so we're much smarter about how we lay stuff out now, such that you see a lot more pictures in the same space, and they're kind of a lot richer and more visual, and you kind of just easier to get to see the stuff you want to find. And then we made a bunch of changes around this pane here on the left called the navigation pane to make it a lot more stable for people. So in Vista, you might remember, people had this folder tree mode, and they had the favorites, and there's these two panes they had to have open at the same time, and the folder tree was always jumping around based on where you kind of navigated around, and it's this kind of constantly moving thing. And if you just wanted to quickly get to your documents, your pictures, your computer, or USB key, or anything like that, there's a lot of jumping around to do that. The new way this is designed, the navigation pane, is very stable and static. So you still have all the same capabilities. You can expand folders and subfolders and so on and so forth, but it's stable as you're navigating around, and it's just been cleaned up in general. So there's fewer levels of hierarchy, for example. There used to be this desktop thing, everything was under, so everything's like pushed over to the side.
Right. So you end up having to go to three different panes to get to see your file or whatever.
Right, exactly. So now things, especially things like just copying, like if you have a USB key or something, for example, if you insert it, it'll just pop up. I don't have one, maybe you brought one, but it'll just pop up right there, and you can quickly copy something to it without the hassle of like navigating around and trying to find it and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So there's a bunch of kind of cleanup around navigation, which we think actually people are really liking, like in usability and stuff like that. People are really resonating with that. And it's like, oh, that's just so much simpler for me. Just this kind of everyday kind of stuff.
Okay.
Easier to find your stuff. That's what we're all about.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks a lot.